Over the last two podcasts, it became abundantly clear that for adults to have a better chance at reaching a new goal or deciding on a new path, we must follow four steps. Not three, not five, but four. Four steps to accomplishment of goals. So again, here they are. Number one, indulge. Imagine a positive vision of the problem solved and what that will look like when you're there. Number two, dwell on the negative aspects and the consequences of remaining in the current situation. And number three, contrast the two. Contrast both of these realities. Consider carefully the ultimate difference between starting on this new path and where it will lead you to the consequences of remaining on the old path. And number four, you have to have confidence. And that has to be built on all kinds of variables, like a history of reaching your goals successfully, some evidence of a match between your talent and the tasks of this new path that you've decided on, so that you can pull this off and be assured to do so. So how can you use this to help recruit new candidates? Well, first, I told you last week I would share my own story where I needed exactly these steps to change the course of my life. It was the year 2003. I was 43 years old. I'd reached every goal academically and professionally that I set out to achieve when I was 21. I'd earned a doctorate by the time I was 26, which was half a year earlier than I was expected, built a successful private practice in clinical and consulting psychology, had a waiting list of clients, which was great, but something happened I hadn't expected. I became somewhat bored and burn out in my professional life at around 40 to 43. The most successful exercise I performed in setting a new course was an exercise called the Future Letter, where I was asked to write a letter from an imaginary 80-year-old me and address it to, at that time, the 40-year-old me. And part of that letter was to describe the difference to myself from my 80-year-old self between what would happen if I continued on following the same course I was on, or versus charting a new course and using some of the same skills and talents and knowledge I'd used before, even though I knew this risk was scary. The impact was almost immediately. I could clearly see the difference. I could feel the impact of these two separate lives. I was, in essence, rubbing my nose in the difference between these two realities, the current and the future, and it worked. I took some calculated risks, cut down my private practice to open up room for change and new goals, and now I actually am in the place that I envisioned at 56 years of age. And of course, now I'm thinking about new goals. If you are a manager or a recruiter who has done something similar to what I've just described in your own life, you will be able to challenge your candidates to do the same. The more confident you are in both the research and your personal experience that these steps work, the more boldly you'll ask for your procrastinating candidates to try this out. If you haven't experienced a bold move in your adult life, listen to my last two podcasts along with this one and experiment with the procrastinating candidates you have. Assign this task, the task of four steps, and see what happens. Nelson Mandela once said, "May your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears." Well, little did he know that we now have research that backs that up.